Well, this morning marks the very last Sunday in the season of Easter in the Christian church. Easter begins on Easter Sunday, and it extends for 6 weeks leading up to Pentecost, which we will celebrate next week. And traditionally, the week before Pentecost has been referred to as Ascension Sunday, the Sunday when we celebrate Jesus leaving his disciples. Now, if you've been with us since Easter Sunday, you know we've been in a sermon series called the first seven words Jesus spoke to his disciples after the resurrection. What was it that he wanted to tell them after he had traveled to eternity and back? And this morning, we come to one of those final words that he speaks to them. Now, when you heard it earlier, the translation went, Jesus told them to wait for the promise. But there's an even better translation I like, where Jesus tells his disciples, right before he leaves them, to wait for the gift. Wait for the gift. We're going to look at these words and this story, but before we do, I'd invite you to join with me in a word of prayer. Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are our potter. We are your clay. Amen. Well, in one of the 21st century remakes of J.M. Barrie's classic children's tale, Peter Pan, there's a scene near the end of the play where Peter prepares to say goodbye to Wendy and the Darling children for the very last time. After all their adventures in Neverland, after discovering lost boys and fairies and mermaids in the Blue Lagoon, after fighting one-handed captains and ticking crocodiles, it was finally time for Peter to leave. Now, in the scene, Wendy turns to Peter as if to say something, but Peter stops her from speaking, and instead he says these words to her. He says, never say goodbye, Wendy, because goodbye means you're going away, and going away means forgetting. Never say goodbye. It is one of the most difficult things we have to say in life, isn't it? Goodbye. The word, it's just difficult to get off the tongue without pausing. I mean, to leave someone you've shared so many adventures with in life, to start out on a new journey and to know you're traveling alone, it's not easy. Maybe that's why the poet George Eliot once said, "It's only in the agony of parting that we glimpse the depth of love." You see, even when you know you want to see that person again, even when you know the separation, it's only for a season, to leave someone you care about so much is difficult. It's difficult. And so you take him to the airport for his third deployment in 4 years, only this one is going to be the longest. You stay strong for the kids. You know it's not easy on them either. But deep down, you're concerned about you. And you're wondering how you're going to make it through the next 12 months. It's not easy to let anyone go, even if you've done it before. So you drop her off at her freshman dorm room. And she carries everything she has up to the third story of a single-room apartment surrounded by strangers that you're hoping against hope will one day become friends. And she's going to come back for fall break, but that's 6 weeks away, and it's the longest you've been without her in 18 years. It's not easy to see someone go, even when it's time for them to leave. Never say goodbye, Peter said to Wendy, because goodbye means you're going away, and going away means forgetting. Never say goodbye. So one day, Jesus took his disciples up to the top of the Mount of Olives to prepare to leave them one final time. After all the adventures Jesus and the disciples had around the Galilee, after everything they had done together, walking on water, turning water into wine, raising the dead, after all of his adventures, it was time for him to go. 40 days had passed since Easter. 40 days of reunion and joy and reconciliation as Jesus came back to his very best friends in the world. But of course, all good things must come to an end. And so the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, is this a time when you are going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Is this a time when you're going to heal every wound, right every wrong? Is this a time when God's love is going to break fully into the world as it's never broken free before? Is this the time, Jesus," they ask, and Jesus just shook his head and said no. He said, "No, it's not for you to know the times or the periods of the Father." And said, what did he tell him? Well, he told him to wait. He told him to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the gift that God would give them. And with that, Jesus left. He left his disciples. They could no longer see him, touch him, feel him, experience him, stand in his very presence. Jesus left. He was gone. It's an experience some of us know all too well. And so a woman said to me once, "You know, when I first became a Christian, I felt like I could see Jesus everywhere I went." She said, "When I first became a Christian, I felt like God was there by my side no matter where I was. I'd listen to a song and I'd hear Jesus singing to me. I'd see a movie and I'd see him there right on the screen. I felt like I couldn't lose him no matter where I went in life," she said. One day it all changed. She said, I don't know why. Maybe it's a busyness of my life now, but I don't feel Jesus the same way I used to feel him. And it's been so long, I can't even remember what it's like to pray and actually feel like anyone is listening." "Never say goodbye," Peter said to Wendy, "because goodbye means you're going away, and going away means forgetting." Never say goodbye. You know, when you think about it, this really is a sad story for the disciples. They have to say goodbye to Jesus for the second time in just 6 weeks. This has to be one of the most difficult experiences for them emotionally, one of the most challenging seasons of their life. In fact, you could even argue this is a tragedy for them, except for one thing. Right in the middle of their goodbye, right in the middle of this challenging season, right in the middle of all of their heartbreak and frustration and despair and darkness, right in the middle of it all, the disciples were told, "Witness a miracle." Right there on the top of the Mount of Olives. In a moment they did not expect, God broke through all of their sadness and doubt and emotion, and God lifted Jesus up. He raised him up. And just for a moment, the disciples ascended as well. Just for a moment, they were lifted up too. God brought them just high enough to see beyond the pain of that present moment. I remember back in 2005 when my grandmother passed away. She had been sick for over a year, and so her death, while heartbreaking, was in fact a blessing. We were prepared for the news, but of course you're never fully prepared to receive the call. Family gathered from all across the Southeast. Cousins came in from Georgia and Virginia and New York, people I hadn't seen in over a decade. The night before the service, we all gathered at my parents' home. We were talking about the logistics of the next day. The mood of the evening was appropriately somber. We were talking about who would drive to the graveside, what the schedule of the day would be. We were going through the mundane when all of a sudden someone in our family ask a question. It was a question that changed everything. Someone said, almost in an offhanded way, Do you remember when Nana took us to that movie that our parents wouldn't let us see, only she made us swear we wouldn't tell our parents we had seen it? Do you remember? Do you remember those sausage balls she used to cook after church? And we'd go eat them at her house every Sunday. We'd be so full on them, we wouldn't have room for anything else. Do you remember? The time we traveled to New York City and we were standing in Times Square and the wind came and blew Nana's wig off and Dad had to go running down the street after it. Do you remember how uncomfortable the bed was in her guest room? Or how we always knew which glass was hers because of the lipstick stains around the rim? Do you remember how she used to say Joe Montana was her boyfriend? And for the longest time, we believed her until we get a little bit older. Do you remember all of the peppermint ice cream we ate at Christmas? Or how she kept those little cans of pineapple juice in the refrigerator just in case her blood sugar got low? Do you remember how she always kept an extra $20 bill in her wallet? And we knew it was there, and we made her spend it on us so that we could have some candy. Do you remember how she called it her mad money? See, the stories started that evening, and they didn't stop until late into the morning. And in a moment that could only be described as a miracle, our tears turned to joy, and our sadness turned to laughter. And God lifted us out of our brokenness just for a moment. It was as if all the pain and disappointment we were experiencing just fell away. We were a moment. We were lifted up. You see, there are moments of ascension in life. There are moments when God breaks through all of our struggles, all of our hardships, all of our goodbyes, and lifts us up. There are moments when life gets hard or difficult, but then suddenly, out of nowhere, you don't know how, but you've ended up on top of the mountain. A miracle takes place. Laughter replaces tear. Hope replaces despair. Courage replaces fear. Ascension. It's the moment when we rise above the struggles of this life. And no, it doesn't last forever. It can't last forever. But it's enough in the moment for us to keep going. After all, the scripture says, even after Jesus ascended to heaven, even after he left his disciples, the disciples still had much work to do. There were still hard times that would come their way. There were still many more goodbyes they would eventually have to say. Life wasn't always going to be easy for these men and women, but for a moment it was. God lifted them up just high enough to see over the disappointment and glimpse the kingdom that was beginning to take shape for a moment. They too ascended. John Buchanan, the legendary pastor of Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago, Illinois, tells the story of visiting a church member in hospice one afternoon. The doctors had been frank with the man and told him that his time was running out, the disease of cancer was beginning to take hold, and his family had been called in from out of town. His family had promised to stay with him until the end. Pastor Buchanan said he sat down with the man and he asked him how he was handling all of the different transitions he was going through in his life, and the man said he was okay. But he said the hardest part for him was always the evening. You see, the evenings were the time when his family returned to their hotel room and he was left alone in his hospital bed. In all of his pain, all of his struggle, and in the full knowledge that indeed he was dying. But do you know what I do, he said? Do you know what I do in those moments when I'm all alone? Do you know what I do in those moments when I'm all by myself and it feels so dark? He said, I pull out my tape player, and I pull out my earphones, and I listen to the 11 o'clock service of church. You see, the women of the church, they've been bringing me tapes of the sermons and the entire service for as long as I've been sick. I must have over 100 tapes with me. And so every night, he said, I listen to him. It settles me down. It helps me to breathe and relax and sleep. Sometimes I fall asleep during the prelude or anthem, and sometimes it's during your sermon. But every night I go to sleep. And it feels like this hospice room just melts away, and it feels like I'm being taken someplace far more beautiful. I sleep, he said. I fall asleep. Yes, life's not always easy. There are struggles and there are hardships. And there are moments when we have to say goodbye to those we love the most. There are also moments of grace. There are moments when God breaks through all of those difficulties and he lifts us up just high enough to see over them. Moments of ascension. So no matter what you're going through today in your life, I want you to hang on. Hang on and wait for the gift. Hang on and wait for the promise. Because you see, it's when you hit rock bottom that you too might just begin to rise. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Will you pray with me? Out of our depths, O Lord, we cry to you and you are there. We descend into Sheol and you are there and you lift us up on wings like eagles. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of your grace that comes to us. Your grace that transcends the pain of this world and brings us to the world where we never have to say goodbye. For indeed, you are with us. So, Lord, give us such faith, give us such hope, give us such confidence that indeed we may be your people. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.